a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your 10-digit phone number, then press pound. Enter your passcode, then press pound. You have 2 expired voice messages. These messages must be reviewed and deleted before you can access your mailbox. Voice. Message received at 7:52 p.m. August 17th from 518. End of message. To repeat this message, press 1. To delete it, press 3. To forward this message, press 5. For envelope information, press 6. To return the call, press 8. To renew your message, press 9. To hear this message renewed. Voice. Message received at 3:40. End of message. To repeat this message, message renewed. There are no more expired messages in your mailbox. You have 4 new voice messages. You have 2 saved voice messages. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preferences, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change your time zone, press 5. To review or change the ring count, press 6. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the personal profile menu. From this menu, you may manage your personal mailbox account settings and options. You can change your password, select a different mailbox language, set up and review your mailbox notification options, review and change the time zone that you are in, review and change number of times the phone rings before going to voicemail. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change your time zone, press 5. To review or change the ring count, to hear prompts in English, press 1. To hear prompts in Spanish, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. Cancelled. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual group lists menu. To create a new group list, press 1. To change a group list, press 2. To delete a group list, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. To create a new group list, press 1. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preference, to create a new mailbox, press 1. To return to the previous menu, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For individual mailboxes, press 4. To change your message preferences, press 5. To return to the previous menu, to review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. To review or change the sort order of your messages, press 3. To enable or disable playing of sender's caller ID, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the message preferences menu. From here, you may set the following options. Envelope option. This option determines whether or not you will hear the message envelope before each message during message playback. Message envelope information contains the date and time of day the message was received, the type of call, and the name or number of the calling party. Autoplay option. This option determines whether new messages are played immediately after you log into your account, or if you are brought to the main menu. Sort order option. This option determines the order in which your messages are played back to you. You can select newest messages first, oldest messages first, or urgent messages first. Sender caller ID option. This option allows you to determine whether or not the sender's caller ID is played back to you in the message envelope. To review or change your envelope options, press 1. To review or change your autoplay option, press 2. To review or change the sort order of your messages, press 3. To enable or disable playing of sender's caller ID, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording, To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change your time zone, press 5. To review or change the ring count, press 6. To return, your current time zone is Eastern Daylight Savings Time. To keep this, press 1. To change it, press 2. To return to the no changes made. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, press 3. To review or change. Currently, message waiting indication is on. Special delivery is on. Your SMS service notification is on. To turn message waiting indication on or off, press 1. To review or change your special delivery options, press 2. To review or change wireless SMS notification, press 4. To return to the previous menu, press star. To change your passcode, press 1. For language options, press 2. For notification options, for your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, press 3. For to change your name recording, press 1. Busy greeting, press 2. Personal or system greeting, press 3. Extended absence greeting, press 4. Caller invitation, press 5. To return to the previous menu, press star. Invalid entry. To change your name recording, press 1. Busy greeting, press 2. For your personal profile, press 1. For your name recording and greetings, press 2. For group lists, main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. Enter the recipient's phone number or group list number, then press pound. Five, 1-8-5-6-6-2-0-4-6 will receive this message. Enter the number of an additional recipient, then press pound. To record your message, press pound now.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
To send your message now, press pound. To mark the message private, press 1. For future delivery, press 2. To request a return receipt, press 3. To mark the message urgent, press 4. To hear your message, press 5. To re-record, press star. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. Voice. Message received at 9:29 a.m. September 11th from 518. Invalid entry. To repeat this message, press 1. To save it, press 2. To delete it, press 3. To forward this message, press 5. For envelope information, press 6. To mark your message new, press 7. To return the call, press 8. To hear this menu again, press 0. To hear your next message, press pound. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal for wake-up calls, press 1. For reminder messages, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. You are at the wake-up call and reminder menu. From here, you may schedule or change wake-up or reminder calls. You may schedule wake-up or reminder calls on a one-time or recurring basis. For example, you may schedule a wake-up call for every weekday at 7 a.m. Wake-up calls provide a system announcement when answered. Reminder calls provide a personally recorded message. For wake-up calls, press 1. For reminder messages, press 2. To return to the previous menu, press star. Main menu. To review your messages, press 1. To send a message, press 2. For reminder messages and wake-up calls, press 3. For your personal options, press 4. If you have a mailbox on this system and would like to access it now, enter your 10-digit phone number, then press pound.